Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Lifestyle. Where Justine and I dive into some non-bachelor content you all know and love.
Mm-hmm. And it is June 1st today, on the day that we're recording. So summer is officially here. It is post-Labor Day. You all should also, everybody's probably back to work by now off of the holiday weekend. And we have a very special episode today, following up with Geek Girl Strong once again. She was with us at the top of the year, talking a lot about the trends that happen at the top of the year for fitness. And we are back talking about summer bodies, hot girl this, that girl that, all these fitness shenanigans and trends that we've been seeing everywhere. So welcome to the show, Robin Warren from Geek Girl Strong. How's it going?
Hi there. It's going all right. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Yes. So excited to have you.
She's wearing really awesome earrings, everybody. And
yeah.
The color is beautiful. And apparently she made it herself. a blend of two lipsticks, I've heard.
Yes, that is the extent of my makeup art. Artistic ability. So thank you for complimenting it. Yes. Very validating.
Looks fab. So we're really excited for you to get to meet Natasha, because you guys are basically the same person, as we discovered on the last episode when Natasha was running around the tri-state area trying to find her wedding dress.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's when it was.
Yeah. Girl, you were sprinting around the world trying to get that dress. Over.
I know. That's a missed episode. Yeah. But I was listening back to it today and I was like, wow, a lot of similarities. First gen American, Jamaican background, work in education, background in nonprofit, live in New York, serve the underserved, like a lot of overlap.
Yeah. Every time I said something, I feel like Justine was like, what?
Yeah. Oh God. Well, yeah, really nice to meet you. I'm excited to,
it's good to meet you too.
To chat all things summer bodies and summer trends and all that stuff with you. So yeah, let's, I guess, just dive right in. So for those of you who missed the last episode, which I recommend going to Patreon, just like searching Geek Girl Strong, you'll see the episode pop up. It was from, I think, January. Robin, if you could just give us a little dive into who you are, a little bit about Geek Girl Strong, the mission, the work you've been doing, particularly post-COVID, to really kind of disrupt the fitness industry. Just a little reminder of your whole spiel, your mission.
Sure. Your awesomeness. So in a nutshell, I am a former PE and health teacher for the New York City Department of Education public school system. And from there, I was a family planning health educator in the clinical setting at a nonprofit clinic in the city. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I started Geek Girl Strong, which is my business that turned itself into a wellness-focused community. And we basically take both, or all kids, women and non-binary people, and convince them that they're the superheroes that they thought they were waiting for. Mm-hmm. We talk about all things health. So everything from what we call experience points, which are physical activity points, to health points or nutrition, magic points or mental health. And mm-hmm. I've started talking more about the fact that although it's not in my health coaching work directly, that I can put on my family planning health ed hat. And we talk a lot about sexual health in the community as well. And mm-hmm. they've deemed those power points for lots of different reasons. That's what they decided to call them. So we take, I made fun of them. I was like, y'all really going to have me call sexual health PP? Like, that's where we're going with it. But that's what they chose. So okay. I went with it. So it started off as me just realizing that a lot of my students who were in middle school would get to the point, especially the ones who were being raised as girls, would get to this point of being like, I have to choose what kind of girl I'm going to be. Am I going to still enjoy playing games in PE? Am I going to be really good at books in school? Or am I going to be good at like looks and people? And they fit into, so they fit into these three boxes, and they always seemed like they felt as if they had to choose. And here I was as a, at the time, early to mid 20s, Black woman, short, like I'm just an unassuming PE teacher. When people see me, they don't think I'm going to be their PE teacher or anyone's PE teacher. And then learning that I'm first generation American on my mother's side, learning that neither one of my parents have a bachelor's degree. Mm. Like as they started learning these things about me, having questions and me just interacting with them, I realized in my interactions with adults that they had a lot of the same questions that were never resolved from when they were kids. So a lot of the geeky people I was meeting at like different meetups would be like, I hated PE and I hate working out and I've never found movement I enjoy. I suck at it. I have no upper body strength. I can't is like the number one thing. Oh my God,
that is a really popular one.
I have said that myself.
That
so.
Is like deeply rooted
that is
in femme culture
misogyny.
Is this thing.
Yeah.
Like yeah. it really is. And like, yeah, it's definitely some internal misogyny more than anything, but it just seems to be, we're just so like societally accepting that like, we are just so weak up here. And you know, I was getting a lot of these messages, and when I would talk to them about the work I was doing with my kids and how I would blend in different pop culture interests with movement, with health, they asked me if I could or would train adults. And that's how Geek Girl Strong started. And then from there, it turned into a community because they were expressing not only wanting the education I was providing, but also connection. So that's how that happened. Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. And yeah, I think community around health and fitness, it's hard to do it without some type of partner, community, accountability. So that's awesome that your community is kind of like almost kind of sustain and build themselves off of what they essentially need. So that's awesome.
Truly. People are always like, this is so cool that you put this together. I'm like, this community thing was all an accident. Like it wasn't on purpose for me. It wasn't what I set out to do, but every time that I ask people, why do you come to workouts or why do you come to events? I give them choices. And the number one choice is always to see my friends or to connect with people. And I think we put that to the side too often when talking about our health is the community aspect of it.
I just started seeing a personal trainer. I'm going with one of my friends. And I would say a huge motivating factor is me just getting to see her every in the mornings. Honestly.
Absolutely.
So I get it. I hear you.
I have a client who's been with me since pretty much the very beginning, and she tells everyone, she's like, honestly, I first signed up so I could hang out with Robin and become friends with her.
Oh my God.
So I think it's a big motivator for most people.
Absolutely. And are you still based in New York City?
I am not. I split my time between Philly and Brooklyn now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I had to make the move for everyone's like, why'd you move out of Brooklyn? I'm like, I'm from there. I would stay if financially I could be as comfortable as I would like to be. So yeah. I made the big move back in very shortly after I was on the podcast last time.
Okay.
So in between here and New York, I bounce back and forth now.
Nice.
Wow, yeah.
Cool. At least not a bad place.
Yeah. Not at all.
I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time so far.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool. You want to dive in, Justine?
Yeah. So let's talk about summer bodies. Oh, man.
I have thoughts.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yes. Already, right? Just in the two words put together. So we're in a post-COVID waxed and vaxxed world, and most people are still carrying around COVID weight on their body, or even could have gotten thinner because of the stress of COVID, just depending on it affected everybody. Mm-hmm. And social media is still pushing this summer body narrative. I watched one YouTube video of like a fitness girl's Instagram. All my recommendations were, how did I lose weight in 10 days? I followed Kim Kardashian's and I did this.
Wow.
All my recommendations after I watched one video were covered in, I lost this in this amount of time and you can too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the summer body narrative is still quite pervasive in our society. Sure.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Oh, yay. So in a world where body neutrality and body positivity exists, why is the summer body narrative still so pervasive, still out there, still everywhere?
I say this when I talk to my clients about things that they want to change about themselves. Change is hard and it takes a long time. And even if we're losing something we want to lose, we have to grieve it. Like we have to let go of it. It's a process. And I don't think it's been enough time yet. Like the three of us are in circles where we're touching upon these topics a lot, or we're purposefully trying to surround ourselves with those things.
Yeah.
But the entire culture has to go through a shift. Right. And I think it's going to take a really long time, in the same way as if I have a client who has done squats this way since they first learned it in school. And now it's a woman in her 30s, one session or even a month of sessions is not going to quote unquote fix mm-hmm. her squat form. Mm-hmm. It's going to take us a while to unlearn what she knows and then learn something new. Mm-hmm. I think that with anything, when it comes to change, unfortunately for humans, it takes time. We want it to go really fast. Yeah. But I would hope that we can continue to fail better each time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like an upward spiral of failure.
Yeah. So,
which to me, it does seem like it is. Because the fact mm-hmm. that we're having these conversations about like, damn, this thing is still around. To me shows that we're thinking about it differently, even if it hasn't changed yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The culture has to go through something massively. And I think it's the reason why it takes time, or it's going to take time, is because it's individuals like self-selecting. So I think all three of us, if the three of us bring up our social media or bring up our Instagram, we've probably all self-selected to follow, mm-hmm. you know, very specific people or messages that exactly. promote body neutrality. It takes a massive almost shift or a mass of people to do that before there's like a shift in the culture. Mm-hmm. So I totally hear what you're saying. A question I have, you know, have you seen, as you said, it seems like we're definitely having progress. We're having this conversation right now mm-hmm. as to why is this thing still around? Have you seen any progress or updates in this summer body narrative that you can see as positive or productive at all? In the past year or two?
Yeah, you know, I think I definitely in my circles see a lot of commentary on like your body has brought you through a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like we can recognize everything that our bodies do for us. The fact that you woke up this morning, the fact that you can carry your body in whatever way you travel in it. I'm seeing a lot more conversations that go back to like 2 feet, 2 hands, 2 legs, if that's mm-hmm. the type of body that someone has. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whatever it is about it, being able to recognize what your body's doing for you, I think I've seen more of it after the pandemic than I saw before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a lot of sense, considering that we were all like looking down the barrel in a lot of ways and looking at death in a very... Or just mortality in a new way for most of us. I think the elders have done that in different ways throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe like late Gen X age and younger, we've had a lot of awful things happen, but it hasn't quite been in our homes for many Americans in this way before.
Right.
Meaning the US for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot more of being able to say, like, my summer body is the one that got me through the pandemic, mm-hmm. like those kinds of statements. Yeah. And something I'm seeing a lot of this year is like, leave people alone. Everyone deserves to be comfortable. So if you see someone who's wearing a tank top and short shorts, it's hot out. Let that person like be comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't catcall them. Don't tell them what you think about their outfit. Your summer body is hot because it's literally hot outside. So I'm seeing some more conversations revolving that, which I think is really cute and nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, until you said it, I never really thought about that. That is a message that I have seen more.
Like
just showing a lot more grace and gratitude towards our bodies and giving it thanks for carrying us through a pandemic where death was very much at the door and touched a lot of us very closely in terms of family and friends.
Absolutely.
I never thought about that because I don't think we were doing that before the pandemic. Like just giving thanks for waking up this morning. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And I don't think everybody's doing that, but.
No, yeah. Right. But you feel and hear it more.
100%.
Yeah.
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 How do you help your clients when the algorithms, like I just mentioned, on all platforms are still pushing the summer, get your summer body right narrative?
Yeah, I think the main thing that I see is them reaching out to each other. So like not just my clients in conversation with me in private sessions, but in our private Discord server complaining about like, oh man, it's already starting. Here it comes. Uh-huh. Let's batten down the hatches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And in my private conversations, me assuring them that the feelings that they're having are okay. Because I think that in any culture shift, there's pressure to go to either extreme, where it's to like either be gung-ho for it and go all in and work out every day and get your summer body, or to be like, oh, if I want to change at all, that's a bad thing then. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to love myself, and that means I'm not allowed to want to lose weight or to change my body's composition. Are people going to hate me if I post about this? And kind of allowing for them to go through a discussion on their own and be like, all right, when you see this program that says that you can lose weight in 15 days, you can lose 30 pounds or whatever it is in 15 days, how does that make you feel? And then let's talk about what we know that's evidence-based, what's been proven for human bodies, which in the case of weight loss is that the most sustainable and healthy way to do it is about 1 pound a week at the most. It's like 1 to 2 at the most. And reminding them, because many of the times they've tried it all. Like by the time someone's in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and if they've been socialized as a woman, we've had these things thrown at us. We've either watched our mothers drink Slim Fast, thinking that's like normal way to eat all the time, right? Or we've done it ourselves. And so what I do in those conversations when, because it's very tempting, right? A magic pill is so tempting. And the marketing companies know that and know what they're doing. So we have a conversation about what have you done before and why didn't that work for you? So like, let's list out the things that you've done, which probably includes something like this, and talk about why you're with me trying to do it differently this time. And I find that the why, coming back to your why over and over again, tends to help when you're up against very tantalizing ads like that.
Coming back to your why, and then also reminding yourself of your track record too. It sounds like what you're saying, because we quickly forget. Like, we see the ad and we're like, oh wow, this looks great, let me try this, and it's like, you've done this or a version of this many times over. Why did you forget that?
It's like relationships, right? Because I'm on a bachelor podcast where people like go back to their ex, which it could work.
It could.
There's sometimes where those situations work. But what do you hear every time that someone talks about getting back with your ex? Something has had to change in order for the outcome to be different. So in our relationship to ourselves, it's the same thing. If something hasn't changed, the outcome is going to be the same.
That makes a lot of sense. Part-time therapy. Jeez, Robin. That
really hit, honestly.
Oh my God.
Because someone could go back to like some diet that they tried when they were younger and they're in a different place and it works better for them this time and it is sustainable for them this time. But if nothing has changed to make that happen, you're just going to end up in the same place.
And probably even more disappointed in yourself, right? Because you... But then you remember you did it twice.
You knew better.
Yes, absolutely. And isn't that the same with exes? Like, I...
No, not is Robin. Wow. Wow, why are you yelling, Robin? Damn.
I only call out things that I should be saying in the mirror.
That parallel, though, really sticks.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.